The late J.R.R. Tolkien was born on January 3, 1892. Kevin Shortsleeve is here to help celebrate what would be the author's 108th birthday.
A recent poll of 25,000 avid readers in the United Kingdom voted The Lord of the Rings the number one book of the century. Yet it may surprise you to learn how narrowly this trilogy was saved from oblivion. In the early 1950s, Tolkien was frustrated with the recently completed manuscript. The sweeping story represented his life work. He had been toiling on it for more than 14 years. His friend and associate at Oxford, George Sayre, had read the typed manuscript, the only copy then in existence, and was eager to congratulate the author. So he turned up on Tolkien's doorstep to find the writer, as Sayre described, obviously unhappy and disheveled. The publishers were not moving on his book. Hoping to raise his spirits, Sayre invited Tolkien over to his house to play on his new Farograph, a tape recording device. Tolkien accepted, with one reservation. The first thing he must be allowed to record was the Lord's Prayer in Anglo-Saxon, so that he could chase the devil out of the machine. Once this formality was out of the way, Sayre handed Tolkien his manuscript, and the author eagerly read the words of Gandalf from The Fellowship of the Ring.
One ring to rule them all, and one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, in the darkness bind them. There's only two lines of a verse long known in elven lore. Three rings for the elven kings under the sky, seven for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, nine for mortal men doomed to die, one for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie.
He recorded for several hours that afternoon, and as Sayre remembers, the performance had a marked effect on Tolkien's spirits. He became excited and filled with enthusiasm. Sayre recalled fondly Tolkien's words. "They are all wrong," he announced. "The publishers are wrong, and I am wrong to have lost faith in my own work. I am sure this is good, really good. But how am I going to get it published?" Sayre suggested one last publisher, a former student of Tolkien's. And the rest, as they say, is history.